Hey everyone, so I thought today I would do the Happy Isolation Questionnaire by Molly Bloom. So there's a few different sections. We've got life, culture, sex, Reddit and food. So question one of life, are you safe and happy? Yeah, I am. Just kicking back, keeping safe, it's being a hermit. Question two, what have you been doing for your physical and or mental health during all of this time? I have been surrounding myself with my friends on like phone calls and video chats and stuff like this. You know, trying to keep it as normal as possible. Still messaging people, still phoning people, just not letting myself be alone as much as possible, if that makes sense. I'm one of these people that if I spend a lot of time on my own, I end up in my own sort of head. So I look to reach out and make sure all my friends are okay, and vice versa. For my physical, not much to be honest with you. Not as much as I should be anyway. But like I've got a dog, so I've been going out walking with her and like little bits like that, but not as much as I used to. I got a bit lazy during the lockdown. I normally do like Pilates and yoga and other sorts of bits and pieces like that, which I really should get back into. Question three, piece of advice for anyone who's isolated. Reach out to your friends and family and your loved ones and make sure that you're talking to like someone at least once a day, whoever it might be, just to sort of keep your brain going. It can be quite lonely when you've not got people to talk to. So yeah, reach out to your friends and family because they love you, man. Question four, easiest and hardest part of isolation for me. It's a sort of flip of the coin. I'm not in my day job at the moment because, yeah, all the Rona and that, and I can't work from home because of my specific job. So I'm kind of enjoying time off work. Well, I enjoyed time off work for like the first month and then I kind of got bored shitless. And so the plan was to get into more recording, spend more time on Reddit, recording, doing bits and pieces. Loads of other little bits have came up for me personally this year. But yeah. I'm getting there with my recording though. The hardest part is not seeing my family. It's been quite a while since I've seen like my parents and my siblings and stuff like that. So yeah. Question number five, something you've done during isolation that you've never done before. Nothing that I can really think of, really. I've just been sort of recording and talking to friends and like isolating, so nothing really out of the ordinary. Everything's been pretty much the same, really. Question six, have you accomplished anything that you're proud of? Yeah, everything that I've done on GWA. We went from milestone to milestone and I hit 800 followers in 4 months, which is fucking insane. And we're fast approaching like 900, which is fucking crazy, to be quite honest with you. Question seven, first thing you'll do when isolation ends, just go see my friends and my family that I haven't seen. It's been far too long. Question eight, do you have pets in isolation and is that a good thing? Yes, I have loads of pets actually. I've got a mini zoo. Dog, two cats and three hamsters. And yeah, they help a lot. They all have their own little personalities. They're very sweet, very fun. So yeah, it is good to have them here. Question nine, funniest thing quarantine related that has happened? I've seen like a lot of good memes. I have a very dark, black humor like most Scottish people do. So some of the sort of riskier memes I thought are quite funny. But yeah, memes. So next section, culture. What music have you been listening to in isolation? I've been listening to a lot of music. I do love my music. Most recently, it's been like older bands. I say older, like ones that I would listen to like when I was like a teenager and stuff like that. So bands like Bullet for My Valentine, Avenged Sevenfold, The Misfits. Yeah, I've been listening to quite a few like bands that started online, so like Starbomb, Ninja Sex Party, people like that. Question two, what TV shows have you been watching? I actually don't watch a lot of TV. I need to listen to like something at night to help me sort of drift off, and that's normally like the only time that I watch TV. So I watched South Park last night. I watch a lot of YouTube, documentaries and stuff like that. But yeah, it's 90% of the time it's just sort of background noise. I don't really pay attention to what's happening. Question for you, what about movies? I'm kind of weird when it comes to movies. I sort of need to be in the mood to sit down and actually watch a film. The last sort of films that I watched, I had this sort of anime day and we watched Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, and My Neighbor Totoro. But actual films, the last film I watched was probably, I watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show for like the 7 millionth time a few months back, so probably that. Again, I need to be really in the mood, otherwise I just sit on my phone and don't pay attention. Books. I haven't really read many books. I don't own that many, but I have been listening to like audiobooks. So I'm going through the Five Nights at Freddy's books at the moment. I'm on The Fourth Closet, so it's the third book in the series. I've been listening to them until I listen to the newer books of more recent. Question five, what websites do you daily go to? Like Facebook. I really do hate Facebook. I only use it to, all my family's sort of on Facebook, so to check in with them. Reddit, it's not really a website, but I spend a lot of my time that I am on, like using my phone on Discord. Question six, do you like to game and what have you been playing? I love gaming. I am a huge nerd. I've grew up with video games and all this. I haven't played as much as I would want to. So the last thing that I played on a console was Resident Evil Biohazard. So it's the seventh one. I love the Resident Evil series. I have like a 3DS, so I've got like my Zelda games on there, Luigi's Mansion that I play from time to time. Got a few games on my phone that aren't really that good. If I'm sitting down and I have a few hours on the laptop, I'll either play League of Legends or I'll play Five Nights at Freddy's. Question six, got any good jokes? Oh god, I am the worst person in the world at telling jokes. Fuck, I can't even think of any at the moment. No, I don't have any good jokes. My life's a good joke, I suppose. I'm really terrible when it comes to that. Question six, do I listen to any podcasts? I do. I listen to Ear Biscuits. I listen to Super Mega Cast. I listen to the Yogscast sometimes. I don't listen to these podcasts like every week or religiously when they come out, but I'll check them out every now and again, and I do enjoy them. Have you picked up any new hobbies? No, not really. I sort of stick to what I know already, like my gaming and audiobooks and stuff like that. So the next section, six. Question one, have you built up any relationships online? Yeah, like talking to other Redditors and stuff like that. Not like sexual stuff. It's nice to like sort of talk to fellow people in GWA and stuff like that, and like swap like tips and advice. I'm still fairly new to everything that I do on GWA, so it's always nice to like talk to people and get some tips, advice, etc. Question two, have you tried anything new sexually? No. No, I have not. I am single, so yeah, like on my own here, I guess. So yeah, nothing new. Question three, has isolation had an effect on your sex life? No, it hasn't, because I'm single, so I wasn't having much sex anyway. Question four, what is the ideal order of the following activities? Give oral sex, receive oral sex, have a meal, intercourse, make out, watch a movie, shower together, massage. I guess have a meal, watch a movie, make out, give and receive oral sex, intercourse, shower together, and massage. Yeah. Question number five, what's your favourite toy for masturbating? I have a few toys. I have a bag of tricks, as I call it. I don't know, like, my vibrator, my other few things, like my clamps and stuff like that. It depends on my mood, really. Most of the time I'll just use my fingers or my vibrator. I don't really have much else in the line of, like, actual toys. Question number six, favourite sexting game? Are sexting games a thing? I have no idea. Question seven, what part of my body would I send a picture of to someone? I don't know. My smile? I've got resting bitch face, that's why I'm giggling. I don't know. I don't know, maybe one of my tattoos? Maybe my lips? I honestly have no idea. Next section, Reddit. What subreddits would you recommend for wasting time? My sort of guilty pleasure is like looking at the ass Reddit and like r/entitledparents, r/ beggars can't be choosers and stuff like that. I think they're really good. I also like it like on YouTube when you have like the voiceover reading stuff out. There's a couple of YouTube channels like that and I think they're really funny. But yeah, check them out. Question number two. If you're comfortable answering, who are some of your favourite GWA or erotic audio creators? God, there's so many. I listen to quite a few people. Right, okay. That's mean. Okay. Slider. I like Slider stuff. Middle of Mess. Like all the guys that done the Team Fortress one that was funny and one of my favourites. Especially Pyro. Like, he was my favourite character playing that game. It's really hard. I like everyone on GWA in their own way. Let's just leave it at that. Question three, what made you start writing or recording erotic audio? It was joining a few Discord servers, being told I had a nice accent because they were all Canadian or American or from different parts of the UK, and a Scottish accent isn't something that you hear a lot on GWA. And I was very firmly like, no, I'm not going to do this. I don't particularly like my voice and I don't particularly like my accent. But they encouraged me for quite a while, yeah. A few months at least. And then one night I was bored, decided to do my first audio, and yeah, you guys all seem to like me, so I've been here ever since. Question four, what do you like and dislike about it? It lets me be creative. I like that I can play different characters. I'm not sort of limited to one thing. I do get a lot of requests for DDLG. It seems to be a part that I can play really well. But I have done stuff where I'm like F-Dom, I am being evil and stuff like this. Like, a vampire, a succubus, stuff like that. So I like that I can play all these different characters, and it's a lot of fun. It's not so much that I don't like this, it's just it takes a long time to find scripts that I feel will work for me. I read plenty of scripts that I like, but I don't feel like I would be a good fit for them. So I spend a lot of time actually looking through scripts and other things. Editing also takes quite a while. I am very new to this still. I didn't know about Audacity or anything when I first started. I was actually recommended another like editing setup, which I was using, but it also always had this sort of hue of like I sounded like I was kind of underwater, and I couldn't fix it within that program. And then like some people suggested like you should try Audacity, like that's what basically everyone uses and it's a really good program. So in the past few weeks I sort of swapped over to Audacity. But yeah, like just recording, editing, I'm reteaching myself how to work a new editing program, so it takes me a little longer than it normally would. But yeah, it's part of the process. It's not that I don't like it, it's just time consuming. Last section, food. Best isolation snack. I want to be good and say something healthy like fruit or something, but that's like not what I've been eating. Like chocolate and crisps or chips, are really good. It's like what I like to snack on when I'm on voice chat with my friends and we are watching crappy YouTube videos. Question two, the best thing I've cooked. Oh god, probably homemade mac and cheese or like curry, or I cook a lot, so it's kind of hard to sort of judge what the best thing is. I sort of just rotate recipes every once in a while, but yeah, the macaroni and cheese is always good. Question three, what should you stock up at on the store, at the store? Chocolate and snacks. And if you want to be practical, like pasta and stuff like that, stuff that's going to last long. And last question, favorite comfort food. Ooh, okay. It's hard. Ice cream, like Ben and Jerry's, like cookie dough ice cream, or like just snacks in general. Like I have a kind of sweet tooth. I like dark chocolate and stuff like that, over like normal chocolate. So, but that's like a treat for me to get dark chocolate. I normally just buy whatever I can get. Yeah. Like that's for like a comfort food dessert, but like for comfort food, like a big bowl of like stew or something, like homemade stew with like veg and potatoes and stuff like that. It always just like warms your soul and it feels so good to eat. But yes, thank you. This has been a happy isolation questionnaire. I hope you're all safe and well and taking care of yourself and I love you guys. Goodbye.